You're listening to SBS News.
So 12 months on, what are your thoughts on reconciliation and where are we at with Truth, Treaty and Voice?
Well, I think we're in a place where the forces that worked against Indigenous recognition are trying to take us backwards. And we've seen that through their efforts to wind back welcomes to country and acknowledgements of country. There's been a resistance against those. There's been continuing disinformation about almost anything that's positive in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs. And so it's urgent that we sort of rebuild, I think, empathy and hope to achieve rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country and to close the gap. And that's the only way that we're going to get there.
And what are your thoughts on federally how Labor has navigated the last 12 months? It appears they've kind of gone silent on the issue, and I noticed in the May budget they axed the funding for the Makarrata. So just wanted to get your the 20 million. I wanted to get your thoughts, yeah, on how they've navigated the last 12 months.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I know a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aren't happy that the government has softened their stance in furthering Indigenous rights, and in particular for the Makarrata Commission. It was one of the proposals in the Uluru Statement from the Heart that the government had committed to, and they should deliver on that. The tactics of the coalition and, you know, around Indigenous affairs is intimidating. It's immoral, and it's a difficult political task with the way that they have used Indigenous people's lives for their own political gain. But Labor needs to stand up to that. If the government stood up to that, then, you know, I think they would win more support than they would lose votes. Why would we not want truth-telling in this country where the alternative is ignorance? And I don't think that's what Australians want, and they should stand up to the likes of Peter Dutton that are against truth-telling.
And what are your thoughts around what do you think the future will look like if Labor does lose the next election? You've kind of alluded a little bit to Dutton and the coalition and their strategy, but yeah, just wanted to get your thoughts around what would happen for reconciliation if Labor lost the next election.
Well, I think it would be a pretty awful state of affairs for Indigenous people if the likes of Peter Dutton and the coalition got in. They used the voice, a long-held bipartisanship for constitutional recognition, a proposal for what was only an advisory voice as a political tool to try and take some bark off the other side. It was the most awful politics, and we've seen it from their predecessors. You know, Tony Abbott with the budget cuts that he did back in 2014, I think it was, John Howard with the intervention. Peter Dutton would be absolutely devastating for Indigenous affairs.
Sorry, I'm muting every time and I can't seem to find the mouse. My last question, are you feeling hopeful for the future? Like, what do First Nations people hope for following the defeat?
I just want to make sure, is that recording? Because I didn't press OK. That still looks, it looks like it's still recording.
Yeah, it's still recording. Yeah. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Sorry, can you ask the question again, please?
Yeah. What are First Nations people hoping for following the referendum defeat? And then further from that, how are you feeling? Are you feeling hopeful?
Well, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are hoping for what we've always hoped for, and that's the simple thing and the reasonable thing, that we should have justice and recognition in this country. I know that most of our people are feeling that. I know most of our people voted yes. You know, they wanted a voice. It's a logical thing to work out that a people would want a formal and guaranteed voice. And so that's what they're feeling. They're continuing on. Absolutely heartbroken. I know that. But I've seen so much of that spirit that led us to winning equal wages in this country, where we were once only paid in rations. You know, native title and land rights, and the steps towards justice that we have had, the right to vote. So for those reasons, I'm feeling hopeful. I know we always turn our noses into yeses as a people, And it'll be the same with what we tried to do last year. We just need our allies to get behind us. So that's what gives me hope.